This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Election officials around the nation are concerned about hacking schemes that might corrupt the outcomes. But really, how likely is that? Joining me to talk about it is Riley Began. She's with Bridge Magazine and has written a report titled, "As Hacking Fears Mount, Michigan Election Security Gets Middling Marks." So your work started with a report from the Center for American Progress, which graded states on election security. What grade did Michigan get?
So we got a C, which is a solid middle-of-the-road grade, but before you're too sad about it, it's pretty similar to most other states. There were a couple that got Bs. I don't think any got As, but then there were a decent amount that got Ds and Fs as well.
So we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we got a mixed bag here. What's Michigan doing right?
We are replacing all of our voting machines before the elections this year. So we have brand new voting machines, which means that the software is pretty much as good as it can get. And I think the really key thing that we're doing right is that we have paper ballots as a part of our system. That means that if, for whatever reason, something goes wrong with the electronic side of our voting machines, we have this physical record of how people voted.
So our security risks are less about Russians hacking into the system and altering the results. It sounds like the risks are basically of our own making. So we audit some of those paper ballots, but not all of them. Is that good enough?
It depends on how you look at it. So in the past, actually, we haven't audited any of those ballots. We do these things called procedural audits, which means you go to the precinct and you just make sure that the people who work there are following all of the rules that they need to follow.
So it's not an actual audit of the results.
Yes, but going forward, the Secretary of State's office says they are going to do that. They don't seem to have any sort of statistical reasoning behind why or how many they choose certain precincts. So it's definitely better. What they're going to be doing is better than what they have done in the past. But there are some other ways that can be a little bit more thorough. That's a risk-limiting audit, which experts are recommending. One expert told me it was called the gold standard of audits. And that is something where you use the statistical method to make sure that you are auditing enough precincts. And that's something that they'd recommend for Michigan, but doesn't look like we would necessarily be adopting that anytime soon.
Well, recounts are one way to check accuracy, but you report Michigan's really strict about that, among the strictest in the nation. In what way?
Yeah, so we have this rule that make sure that precincts can't be involved in a recount if there are certain problems with the ballot. So it could be, you know, there was some tampering with the ballot boxes or the seal isn't put down correctly. You know, or if someone puts the ballot into the machine more than once, it could show there's a discrepancy between the amount of ballots put in and the amount of people who signed in to vote. So if any of those sorts of small things happen, it could basically eliminate a precinct from being qualified to be participating in a recount.
So if you're a really smart person who wants to corrupt an election, all you do is put a bunch of messed up ballots or in a box or something like that, it sounds like. If we need laws to clean this up, is anybody showing any interest in doing that?
Yeah, so there are two different things that are happening right now. There is a group of Detroit lawmakers who have introduced a bill that would essentially take that out of our legal code. But that has been sitting in committee, hasn't received a hearing yet. And then there's another group called Promote the Vote that's seeking signatures to present a ballot initiative in November that would also eliminate that.
Detroit was a trouble spot in 2016. In fact, a lot of the votes there couldn't be recounted. What's being done, if anything, to improve that situation?
Yeah. So now the city is implementing mandatory testing and reevaluation for poll workers before the midterm election to make sure that they still are aware of all the processes and hopefully the same mistakes won't happen again.
That is Riley Began. She wrote the article, "As Hacking Fears Mount, Michigan Election Security Gets Middling Marks." She's with Bridge Magazine. Thanks for telling us about this.
Thank you.